This goes to Dr. Murray, fax 989-463-9360, and Dr. Lynes, Laynes, fax 989-779-7100, regarding Raymond Davis, Jr., date of birth 3/17/1961. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Davis with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, psoriatic arthritis, ischemic cardiomyopathy, and type 2 diabetes. His last visit was August 25th of this year. He does see a back specialist who wants him to consider going to physical therapy to see if he can't help relieve some of the symptoms of spinal stenosis that he's currently experiencing. He has been cutting back on caloric intake, and he's lost 9 pounds over the last 4 months, and he has been trying to do this. No hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No peripheral edema. No chest pain or palpitations, in stable dyspnea on exertion. Medications, I want to highlight amiodarone 200 mg daily, bisoprolol 2.5 mg daily, Plavix 75 mg daily. He gets Remicade injections every 6 weeks for the psoriatic arthritis. Imdur is 15 mg daily, and Entresto 24/26 twice a day. Low-dose aspirin, 81 milligram twice a day. Farxiga, 10 milligram daily. Spironolactone, 25 milligram daily. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight is 231 pounds. Pulse is 50, 5-0 and regular. Blood pressure is 96 over 56. Left arm sitting, large adult cuff. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular with distant sounds. Abdomen soft without ascites. No peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 12/11 of 25. Creatinine is stable at 1.85. Estimated GFR is 40. Calcium 10.1. Albumin 4.1. Sodium 142, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide is 19. My most recent CBC was done 10/7/25, hemoglobin 13.5, normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating but stable creatinine levels. No uremic symptoms, no indication for dialysis. 2, ischemic cardiomyopathy, currently stable. 3, psoriatic arthritis, stable on the Remicade. And 4, diabetic nephropathy, also stable. The patient will continue to do monthly lab studies, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.